This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Monkeypox has been identified in Colorado, but the state health department says it's waiting for the CDC to confirm the case. CPR public health reporter John Daly reports that any risk to the public is low, according to officials.
The case involves a young adult man who visited Canada, where there is now an outbreak of monkeypox, and the state is notifying people who may have been exposed. In the meantime, two vaccines are available for prevention of the virus. People who've recently traveled to a country where monkeypox has been reported, or men who have sex with other men, are currently at a higher risk for exposure. Symptoms include fever, headache, muscle aches, and typically includes a rash. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A woman will lead the Colorado Cattlemen's Association for the first time in its 155-year-long history. Erin Carney, a cattle rancher and Colorado State University graduate, will oversee the group's public policy efforts and agricultural promotion. The beef industry in Colorado generated nearly $4 billion in revenue in 2020. A state highway that was heavily damaged by historic floods in 2013 reopens to traffic today. Highway 7 between Lyons and Estes Park has been shut down since last September to make way for final repairs. Resident Richard Barnhart says it's a relief to see construction in the area finally winding down.
So we don't have to have escorts and we can actually leave our driveway.
The project's end marks the completion of the state's final repair project, which took nearly a decade to complete. Planners say repairs on the road make it more likely to withstand historic flooding in the future. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.